Pele leaned in and said something to Freddie.
Don't let them change you. Keep working on what makes you different and what makes you special. It was great advice, but it caused me some problems.
But what could change Freddie Adu?
Soccer is going to explode, and it's going to be around this kid.
We were the Beatles. Everywhere we went, it was the Freddie show.
And with that came the expectation, and with that came the pressure.
New episodes of American Prodigy drop Tuesdays from Blue Wire Podcasts.
This is Brandon Kelly, the host of Blue Wire's new podcast, Golden Goal.
Messi takes everybody off. Messi has got it!
From Lionel Messi to Marta to Pele, our show takes a deep dive into soccer superstars.
And should be 2-0 and is! What a World Cup for Megan Rapinoe!
Golden Goal. Soccer stars and the moments that made them on Blue Wire.
Hey everyone, welcome to my new podcast. You are now on the hook with Abner Mattis. What's going on, guys, and welcome to another episode of On the Hook with Abner Mattis. And today's guest, I want to make the introduction. And before I do so, I want to share a little something. Listen, before I even knew about my guest today, funny story is that I've been following my guest for quite some time. And just a few days ago, I posted a story myself. And I said, if men can have also couple goals, this is my couple's goal. And I tagged her. And without further ado, Paige Vincent, thank you for being on the show. Thank you so much. And I really mean that. I mean, I've been following you for quite some time. And man, aside from everything, all your accomplishments in your sport outside, you carry yourself with, with so much education. I mean, just the way you carry yourself as a person, as a mom now, I'm sorry, as a wife now, you are one of my favorite, Paige. I mean, thank you again for being
thank
on.
You yeah, I'm definitely not a mom yet, so we're
yeah
gonna,
I'm sorry about that,
putting that off for a little while. Yes. But yeah, no, I have an amazing husband, and yeah, we love sharing like our relationship all over social media. Obviously, we're both professional athletes and in the same like combat sport, so
right.
It's pretty cool that we get to share a life together.
That is, and I mean, you do share it a lot, and I mean, it's just beautiful. I mean, obviously, I'm gonna tell you, I'm a father, yes, but I'm also a husband that's been married for 15 years. I married at the very young age of 18 years old. And I can tell you, I mean, it's I've seen people like yourself, seen couples as you, and, you know, I want to add myself there. It's quite the, you know, accomplishment, I could say, for myself too, you know, to be one of those, you know, husbands that, you know, that cherished every moment with my other half, and like to post a lot and like to tell people that I'm a happy man. I mean, there's ups and downs. Definitely, there's no such thing as a perfect couple, but happily married. And again, I see it with you. So, Paige, moving on. I just, you know, I'm sorry to make the right introduction. You know, I want to just say that Paige, you know, Vincent is obviously a fighter, but man, you pretty much done it all. I mean, from dancing,
yeah,
you know, Dancing with the Stars to, you know, model, writer, and also a cooking competition, I believe. So you were on the Food Network where you won the first place. So, I mean, you've done it all. I mean, is there anything else you want to do? Is there anything left for Paige aside from obviously fighting right now?
Accomplishments like Dancing with the Stars, Chopped, all these other amazing things that I've done. But at the end of the day, those are just like, you know, they're special. They're like little sprinkles on top of what I'm doing. But ultimately, I'm still a fighter first. And my main goal is to be a champion. And I need a belt before I can ever feel like I'm accomplished. You know, day by day, I don't feel successful yet. Like, I haven't reached what I'm trying to do in fighting. And I won't feel accomplished until I do that.
Right. You're not, that's good. So you're not comfortable. You know, sometimes we make you know, it's happened with me. I get comfortable with, you know, another thing that I'm doing. You know, I myself, I work for Showtime as a commentator right now. And it seemed like I got comfortable when people asked me, Abner, are you coming back to fighting? I don't know. I'm getting comfortable, you know, doing this. And that's a perfect answer for yourself. Like, you know, these are the little sprinkles. Yeah, I'm doing them on the side. But right now, your main goal is to become world champion once again. So tell us about the bare knuckles. I mean, where you have recently signed a contract with a new company, with a company where you still haven't made your debut, but you're what we're talking about, I believe, February 5th, you mentioned. What happened, first of all? You know, it was scheduled, I believe, for September. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know what? I actually thought that I was going to be fighting in November. I had recently moved out here to Florida. They were kind of still up in the air talking about dates. I told them I was ready to take a fight. I stayed very active in the gym throughout transitioning from MMA to bare knuckle boxing. So I thought, I was like, let's just make the jump. Let's do it. Get that first one in there. And they're of course trying to build a bigger like narrative and plan it out and like get a little bit more of like publicity behind having me fight. So they pushed it to February, which is awesome. You know, it's more time in the gym. Boxing is very different than just MMA, and you know, getting the bare knuckles aspect of it, whereas like, you know, traditional boxing you can't clinch, whereas bare knuckle boxing you get to utilize your clinch work. There's like all these other, you know, factors you kind of gotta learn, and I'm doing that right now in the gym. And so February is perfect. I'll just get more time to train and be prepared and get in there and put on a really big show, Super Bowl weekend.
Exactly. I mean, people are looking for it, myself. I mean, obviously we know the difference between UFC and, you know, a mixed martial arts to bare knuckles fighting, where you could compare it a little bit more to boxing, which is stand up. Obviously the gloves are smaller, bare knuckles, no gloves.
No gloves. And,
no gloves. Right. And, but I mean, what adjustments do you think you have to make on that end?
Honestly, there's a lot of adjustments. I always considered myself a striker in MMA, but I'm more of a Muay Thai fighter. So I throw a lot of kicks. I was very, very good at kicks. And so here going into bare knuckle boxing, it's taking away the kicks. But it's also adjusting a lot of and fixing a lot of the things that I got into, like kind of bad habits in MMA. And I'm focused on one kind of like one sport versus mixed martial arts is wrestling, jiu-jitsu, MMA. It's a very complicated sport. There's a lot to learn, but I get to just really focus on just boxing and the transitions, you know, working that clinch in, working, utilizing the things in MMA that you can do in bare knuckle boxing that you can't necessarily do in traditional boxing. So luckily I'm with an amazing team, and I have like Thiago Alves, who's already competed for bare knuckle boxing. He trains with me and helps me and coaches me, and he's you know, been around for so long. I get a lot of his coaches to help me make the transition as smooth as possible.
Well, that's good. I mean, you're an athlete. You've been an athlete all your life, you know. So, I mean, I believe that, you know, sometimes for us, it's the transition is not as hard, but obviously still complicated. I mean, as long as you dedicate yourself to it, and I'm sure you'll do a fantastic job making that transition. And now, question. So a lot of people thought that you were going to make that jump from UFC right into Bellator, obviously knowing that your husband is part of Bellator. I mean, what was the decision not to fight, and maybe not yet?
Yeah, honestly, so nobody's even really asked me that. There's been all this like speculation and everything going around why I did bare knuckle boxing, and there is like so many layers to the answer. You know, thinking of my career through, I am only 26 years old, but I mean, I do feel like I'm a veteran of the sport. I signed to the UFC when I was 19. So been competing at the top for a very long time. And I got to a point in my career where doing MMA for so long, I was like, wow, maybe I need to try something else. Maybe I need to like re-spark my passion. So I love Bellator. They're amazing. They treat my husband very well. He fights for Bellator. And you know, it was hard for us because, of course, me and him want to fight together. It makes more sense for us to be fighting for the same organization. But when bare knuckle boxing came forward, there was the aspect of this is really freaking cool. Like, this is going to be a big deal. It sounds so fun. And it's the one I felt the most passionate about. Like, I had a really amazing offer presented to me from Bellator. I had an amazing offer from bare knuckle boxing, but I felt I needed to go to where my passion was. And that was kind of bare knuckle boxing. I was like, you know what? This is like that old school fighting, like back in the day where it was just kind of little, like almost like it had like the underground feeling. And in this instance, I can go work on my striking. I can really spend the next few years and make my striking as good as it possibly can be. So if I go back into MMA, I have like the sharpest tool possible, but maybe I'll stay in bare knuckle. You know, I really like the company and they've treated me so well so far. And I have a feeling I'm going to love it.
Yeah, no, of course. And I mean, wow, that's a great answer, because you could have easily said, you know, my husband is with Bellator. It's mixed martial arts. I'm comfortable with that already. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the ins and outs. But hey, you know, there's bare knuckles, you know, something new. I mean, what attracted you was, the ferocious, the vivarious part of it. I mean, what attracted you the most from bare knuckle fighting then?
Yeah, for me, it was that it was raw. And, you know, in my entire fight career, I would say the one thing people always complimented me on was how tough I was. And I was so tough. They're like, oh, well, you know, she can work on this, but she's so tough. Like, you know, that was something that carried me through my career and it got me very, very far. And I think in bare knuckle boxing, like, it's the toughest of the tough. These people were going in there with no gloves on, trying to fight people. And it sounds fun. It sounds awesome. And although I still love MMA and I am working my MMA actively, I'm doing jujitsu, I'm doing jujitsu private, I'm working to continue to be like a well-rounded professional athlete and a well-rounded fighter. You know what, bare knuckles, yeah, it was more a passion thing and everything about it seemed so exciting. So I mean, I'm excited to make my my debut for him in February, and I feel like I'm just gonna love where I am.
Right. I mean, debut, and then obviously, you know, hopefully God willing, and I'm sure you will become world champion and accomplish that goal there and move on to, mm-hmm. like you mentioned, you're still young. You're really young. Yep. I'm sure that there's more things that you're going to jump into, maybe go back to Bellator, you know, possibly even go back to UFC. I don't know, yep. another sport, crazy sport, you know, comes out.
Yeah.
a little bit of everything in it. So you've done, you know, from fighting to dancing to cooking. Is there anything out there maybe that you want to do? I don't know. I could see you doing American Ninja Warriors. How about that?
What do you think? Yeah, you know what? I've been asked about like American Ninja Warrior. That sounds cool. I was supposed to be on the Titan Games. And then yes, I ended up breaking my arm and having to have surgery on my arm. So I was unfortunately wasn't able to compete. Of course, there's all kinds of stuff. I pretty much say yes to any opportunity that comes up that like seems exciting. And as long as they'll work around my training and fight schedule, then I'm up for pretty much anything. And I've luckily had a lot of opportunities just organically come my way. I haven't had to go out and like search for them too hard. So yeah, I'm excited to see where this, you know, new journey in bare knuckle boxing, what other doors that opens up, because it is a different industry than the UFC. It's a little bit different. You never know. Never know who's watching.
This is Greg Olson, and I'm thrilled to introduce my new podcast, TE1. You can listen to my in-depth conversations with notable past and present players like Tony Gonzalez.
When I play catch with my son, I get joy when the ball hits my hands and I tuck it away.
Travis Kelce.
I appreciate you doing this, man, getting everybody a little educated on the tight end world, man. It's a tight-knit family, baby.
George Kittle.
Tight ends love each other. We have each other's back, and we all experience the same stuff.
And many others. Check out TE1, a new podcast from Blue Wire on Stitcher. Subscribe to TE1 today.
Lindsay Rhodes here, so excited to tell you about my new podcast with Blue Wire, the NFL Roadshow. If you love the NFL, this is the show for you. We've got your breaking news, all the week's biggest storylines, plus a complete breakdown of what they might mean for your fantasy team. I'll also be speaking to some incredible football minds, like Trey Wingo.
Wins are not a quarterback stat. I will die on that hill.
John Hansen.
I'm still an Edwards-Helaire believer.
And a whole lot more. Subscribe to the NFL Roadshow today, wherever you get your podcasts.
So we talked about starting off the podcast. I mentioned about the ghost couples, you know, mm-hmm. your husband and you. You've been married, what, two years now?
Yeah, we're going on three. Yep.
So tell us a little bit about that. How did it you both meet and share it with us?
Yeah, please. Honestly, we have a pretty basic story, but it's awesome. We ended up both moving to the Portland area right around the same time. We were both brand new to this new gym. And I remember walking in and I was like, oh, this is a new place. And then I saw him and I was like, oh, here we go. He's the one. And I actually was, which is really funny, I was the one who pursued him first. And his mom was a really big fan of mine from Dancing with the Stars and watched my episode. So when he was talking to his mom, he's like, yeah, I think Paige is into me. She's like, oh, well, honey, be careful. You just never know. But yeah, I was totally into him. And it just worked out so well. It's amazing that being able to share a life with somebody who's also has the same common goal. It's so mm-hmm. amazing.
Exactly. I mean, you guys met at the gym, right?
Yeah, we met at the gym.
Hit it yeah. off there. You said, hey, I think she's the one. Or you said he's the one.
Oh, I totally pursued him. And,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I knew immediately. I was like, all right, this is the guy. Cause he was kind of a country boy, super clean cut. Now, since we've been together, he's covered in tattoos and got a whole different image, but he's, yeah, it's so awesome. And just the way our careers have grown together. He's now, super successful in Bellator. He's undefeated. He's 9 or 10-0. I can't remember. He's 10-0. He just fought 10-0 and fighting for Bellator. And then, me and bare knuckle boxing, we've just been able to support each other. And so, yeah, for us, the best part is the day to day when we're working through our schedule and he has to train all day. I don't ever a lot of girlfriends or significant others can be like, oh, why do you have to be at the gym all day? But it's mm-hmm, yes. I know why. That's his job. He's got to be there all day. Or when it's my turn and I'm getting ready for a fight, I'll work out all day. And he doesn't expect me to come home and cook or clean or do those kinds of things. It's a totally different relationship style, and it works for both professional athletes.
That is so cool. It is so cool. So comfortable for both of you guys. I mean, I get to speak for myself. Like I mentioned, been married 15 years, but there were times where I had to do a training camp, be out of the house, and she would get upset sometimes. Why are you taking off? Why can't you do it here? Or, little things like that. They can't understand. But it's on your end. I mean, both of you guys are in the same sport. And you guys push each other to your best limits to conquer basically the world, not just in sports, but outside also. So which leads to my next question. What do you guys have planned as couples? What projects are you guys working on? I believe you got a podcast, I believe, going out for yourself. So tell me a little bit about that.
We actually have our own vlogs. We have a YouTube channel. It's mm-hmm, called
the YouTube channel.
Uh-huh. Yeah. YouTube. It's called A Kick-Ass Love Story. And pretty much it's a day-to-day vlog and it's become a little passion project. I'm the one who films and edits all the videos. So they're very basic looking, but it's the real in-depth behind the scenes of our lives. And so we do that. And then other than that, we just kind of, we treat ourselves as much as we love doing things together. We do treat ourselves as very different people. We try to separate. He does his thing with Bellator. I'm with bare knuckle boxing. And we try to separate a lot of things and build ourselves individually. But we're very fortunate too that people see us as a power couple. And we're hoping to have we have all these goals and aspirations to have a clothing line and have all these different things. But the current project is just the YouTube channel.
The YouTube channel. That's good. Yeah. So you guys, I mean, you talked about the training together, pushing each other. So you guys actually spar together?
No.
Have you guys? No? No?
No, I mean, we do not.
No, you would not.
No, we totally would. We totally would. And we have trained together. And during the COVID and quarantine and during fight weeks, I can hold pads for him. He can hold pads for me. We can push each other. There's a lot of stuff that we can do together, but we know he fights at 185. I'm
but I mean, obviously, yeah, of course. But I mean, sometimes it's not even about the weight, because I've sparred bigger guys, but we work with each other, on certain punches, mm-hmm. certain moves, basic things, not trying to hurt each other. That's basically
pretty
what
much
I meant.
Every day we'll work through like a little like, oh, I learned this today. Let me show it on you. Or like, I worked this kick. Let me try this on you. So there's tons of stuff like throughout the entire day. We're pretty much like picking at each other and picking each other's brains on whatever we learned that day.
Yeah, no, definitely not like going there like,
no,
like he is, reality spar. No, of course.
He is not allowed to hit me.
Yeah, unless you guys have something to deal with. They're like, oh, you know what? Let's fix it in the
office. All right, let's go.
Let's go. Oh, man. But Paige, thank you so much for your time. Thank you. I really appreciate you spending the time with us on my show. Thank you to your husband. I really appreciate you guys. And I cannot wait for your debut at Knuckle Bear Fighting. I wish, hopefully by then, anything, there's going to be audience. We don't know yet, right?
Don't know yet.
It's up in the air. Hopefully there will be. And, I could be one of them to be attending and watch you live. But thank you so much for being on. Really appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to On the Hook with Abner Midas. And remember, tell all your friends about the new podcast and to subscribe from wherever they are listening from so they won't miss this or any of the episodes. Follow me on all platforms at Abner Midas. Until next time.
This is Greg Olson, and I'm thrilled to introduce my new podcast, TE1. You can listen to my in-depth conversations with notable past and present players like Tony Gonzalez.
When I play catch with my son, I get joy when the ball hits my hands and I tuck it away.
Travis Kelce.
I appreciate you doing this, man, getting everybody a little educated on the tight end world, man. It's a tight-knit family, baby.
George Kittle.
Tight ends love each other. We have each other's back, and we all experience the same stuff.
And many others. Check out TE1, a new podcast from Blue Wire on Stitcher. Subscribe to TE1 today.